This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 96, 5 ecstatic idioms for talking about happiness on the speaking and writing test.
Are you a happy camper? Do you jump for joy every day? Today, you will get 5 idioms that you can use to boost your speaking score when you talk about happiness.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Jessica. What's going on today?
I am just happy as a clam today.
Are you on top of the world today?
I am on top of the world on cloud 9. I'm jumping for joy.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It sounds like you're really a happy camper today. I mean, what's going on? Is it just because you're recording IELTS Energy? It's just so much fun to record
exactly.
This podcast.
Anytime I get to record with you, Lindsay, I am grinning from ear to ear.
Ah, that's good. I'm glad to hear it. And I bet our listeners are grinning from ear to ear to listen to our silliness. I love it.
Yeah. So obviously, guys, today we get to talk about happiness, or how to talk about talking about happiness.
Right. How to talk about talking about happiness, how to answer questions about how, you know, there's a lot of research out there. I feel like every week there's always a new article about how to be happy and happiness.
Oh,
I wonder
always.
If this, yeah. Is that something about American culture? I don't know. I think, maybe
I'm sure it's in every culture. It has to be. Well, everybody wants to be happy. Right?
Right. But my question is, like, is the research coming out here because people aren't happy and they're trying to get that happiness, right?
You know, I think this might fall under the first world problems or,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? If you have enough time to sit down and really like search for research online about how to be happy, I think you're probably That's doing right. okay. Maybe you just need yeah. to like look yeah. at the strengths in your life and, you know, just, you know, enjoy right. your life and be thankful. But that's another yeah. topic.
That's another thing. That's another topic. Yeah. Oh, this is great. So Jessica, what kind of questions would we typically get that are around this topic?
Okay. So in speaking part 3 and writing task 2, I've seen more than sometimes, questions related to defining happiness, you know what I mean? Mm. Or being satisfied in your life. So related to money, for example, work, work-life balance. These ideas, these bigger abstract topics could definitely come up in writing task 2, speaking part 3. And that's when you could use these idioms to describe how people feel when they're happy. Also, you could use these in speaking part 1 and 2 when you're describing your personal feelings about something. So these idioms can be used on many parts of the test to really impress the examiner.
Awesome. And we know that we want to throw these idioms in there to really push that score, right? That vocabulary score, Jessica. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. If you use a couple of these idioms, seriously, just like 2, the examiner is thinking, oh, 7. Oh, that was impressive. Oh, 7. I mean,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Idioms are really your magic key in there. So, Lindsay and I thought of 5 idioms, 5 phrases, that could be really, really useful for you guys on the test. This
Absolutely.
First idea, Lindsay, can you explain this first idea? This is a high level idea.
This is a high level idea.
Keeping up with the Joneses. What does that
Ooh.
Mean?
Well, I think first let's figure out who the Joneses are, right?
Right. Who are those Joneses? Why do we care about them?
It's very important. Why do we want to keep up with them, right? The Joneses are our neighbors, right? Mm-hmm. And so this goes back probably, I would guess, to the 1950s, right? When everyone was starting to move to the suburbs and buy a home and a white picket fence. And that was the dream.
And the
right?
big car.
Big car. And a lot of people were focused on keeping up with their neighbors, right? Keeping up, meaning having a similar level of toys and
exactly,
money.
Exactly.
Right. So the Joneses has got to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If your neighbor gets, you know, the biggest flat screen TV, then you want to find a size bigger than that. If your neighbor gets, you know, a 2013 Lexus, you want the 2014 Lexus.
Exactly.
You're always trying to, It's the appearance. You're showing your appearance, that you're wealthy, that you're able to afford these things.
Yeah. And I think there's an interesting trend happening now where I think people are moving away from this now, honestly, or at least that's what I'm seeing just again, in the cities here in Boston, in Cambridge, and probably in Portland too.
Nobody cares about the Joneses in Portland.
I know. Young people our age in their 20s and 30s are starting to think towards more, I don't know, different ways of defining happiness, right? Exactly. Maybe it's adventure. Maybe it's like something like meditation or spiritual practice, right? We're going beyond just the materialism. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's interesting. It's kind of a cycle from decade to decade. I mean, in the, in the 50s, for example, this appearance was really important, right? Mm. The perfect clothes, the perfect house, the perfect wife, the perfect children, that's where this phrase comes from, keeping up with the Joneses. And then in the 60s, right? That just flipped on its head.
Blew out of the water. Yeah.
Exactly. And it was just all about like hippies and freedom and, you know, expressing yourself and stuff. So, and then the 70s, I'm not sure, but the 80s, it definitely flipped back where like money was all of a sudden more important again. So I think now we're in this more creative, flexible cycle where appearances aren't as important, where inner happiness is more important.
Yeah. And I think it probably here in the U.S., the recession kind of spurred that, right? When so many people lost their jobs.
Exactly.
I mean, people started to say, oh, well, I don't need that traditional life to be happy. I can do it my way. I can start a business. Right? I can travel the world. Like, I can do something different. So this sounds like an interesting perspective to think about. Maybe it would be an interesting answer for speaking part three, right?
Oh,
into trends.
Yeah. If you guys could fit this into a speaking part three or writing task two answer, I guarantee, I promise the examiner is going to be so impressed with you that like they'll find a way to give you a better score. Cause like it's a really high level idea. And I mean, look how long Lindsay and I just talked about it. We could still go on. Like there is so much to think about in just this one idiom and, you know, what it means in your country, in your life, today in different age groups. Like there's so much to think about. So, you know, actually, I mean, we're going to move on to other idioms.
Yeah, let's move on.
but guys, if you want to sit down after this episode and just write one page brainstorm about what this means in your own life and your own country, I think that might be an interesting way for you to remember this idea.
Yeah. So that's your assignment, guys. Yeah. Go ahead and write down a one page brainstorm on what's happening in your country and your culture regarding, you know, happiness trends and what are people striving for. If you are ready to start preparing for your IELTS on the right track, doing the right things and spending your time in a smart way, then you need the 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher on IELTS. Go to allearsenglish.com/SEVEN to download your step-by-step checklist for free. Okay, Jessica.
All right.
Next one.
So, yeah. Okay. I'll do this next one. So, I like this one. Living the dream. So, we use this to describe someone who, has a life that you would like. Right? If you're looking at someone's life and you're like, oh my gosh, that person is so lucky. I wish I could have live like them. Like they are living the dream. So it depends on, not living. Living the dream. No G.
Yeah, living the dream.
It depends on what your dream is. Like for me, if I look at the life of, you know, a successful author or playwright or artist, right? In my mind, they are living the dream. They are, they are successful in their creativity and doing what they love.
I love it. Yeah. No, that's, and it's good to know what our dream is, right? And we've talked about that in previous episodes. We won't go into that too much now, but living the dream. Wow. You're really living the dream, right?
Yeah. That's, I love that phrase. I use that all the time. But I do use it. Yeah.
Me too. I think I used it last week to talk with my friend is an entrepreneur. He owns 3 restaurants.
And, oh, wow.
You know, he is living the dream.
That's awesome.
He's doing a great job with his restaurants.
That's
cool. Okay. All right.
All right.
What's the next one, Jessica?
On cloud 9. I love this. It's such a, like, a pretty sort of image, you know, like you're so happy that you're just like floating on a cloud. That's how happy you are.
That's right. So maybe you got a raise at work, or maybe you got married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on cloud nine. I'm on my honeymoon. I'm just on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would probably be better in speaking part one and two when you're describing your own, you know, your own happiness. I mean, you could use this anywhere in speaking part one. If the examiner says, do you like your apartment that you live in? It could be like, oh, I'm on cloud nine. My apartment is so comfortable.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah, easy to use. Lindsay, do you want to do the next one? This is the cutest one.
Absolutely. I like it. It is really cute. It's really cute. It sounds really cute. So jump for joy, right?
Yeah.
So I just got, I got out of work early, let's say. My boss let me leave work early at 3, and I jumped for joy because I was so excited to be out at 3 p.m.
Great example. I think of it as that way too. Like you use this when you're talking about hearing good news. You know, that's how I think of it. Like, especially if you're on the phone and somebody is like, guess what? I'm coming to visit you tomorrow. And you're like, oh, I'm jumping for joy. Like you're literally jumping up and down because you're so excited.
That's it. That's perfect. You physically, you embody that happiness and that joy. I love it.
So jump for
joy. The next one, Jessica? Oh, we have one more.
This is also so cute. Okay. Happy camper. this is also really good to use in speaking part one and two, I think. So you could be, just anything you're happy about. You say like, well, I'm a happy camper right now. I really like going to school and learning English and talking to my friends. And, you know, I'm generally a happy camper. Or, talking about one activity that makes you a happy camper. So you could say, getting to sleep in until 10 in the morning, that really makes me a happy camper.
Oh, yeah. I like that. So it's about having the awareness that using these idioms will raise our score, right? And you guys are starting in the right place by listening to this podcast. And so when you're in the test and you're saying, I'm happy, what about extending it and saying, I'm a happy camper, as you said, Jessica, right? Mm-hmm. To get those extra points. Let's move to the next level.
Exactly, guys. Yeah. Really focus on these because you're asked about your opinions and feelings all over the speaking and writing test, you know? So, all these idioms are really useful.
Oh my gosh. And guys, also we've done other episodes on idioms and phrasal verbs that you can use on the speaking test. We've talked about business, right, Jessica? We've talked about travel, I think.
We did travel and food, I believe.
Right. Food. Yeah. So guys, if you want to catch those episodes, come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and type in the topic and you'll find those episodes. These episodes are gold. As we said before, they are money. They are money. Yeah. They're points, automatic points.
They're money, baby. Guys, money. If you, any movie buffs out there, check out the movie Swingers, Swingers. That's where this phrase became really popular. If they're like, it's money, baby, it's money. I love it. This is one of my favorite movies. Check it out.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So we're running out of time, Jessica, but are you a happy camper right now? How are you feeling?
Such a happy camper. This was such a fun episode. What about you?
I'm jumping for joy because it's been a really fun recording session and I'm feeling great. And we are living the dream here. Totally living the dream. We're helping our listeners pass this super important exam and we're having a good time doing it.
Exactly. I know. I love our job.
Me too. All right. Very cool. Any final thoughts of wisdom?
Just, you know, live the dream, guys. That's all I can say. Live the dream.
Live the dream and put idioms in your speaking test and you will rock it.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Cool.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.